A Visit from Naughty Claws. Twere the night after Christmas, and the solace of dark had been broken by bleating and a frightened dog's bark. Sole I sat brooding, my nerves shaking from strain. The din of falling tinsel was pounding my brain. The children, exhausted, had collapsed into bed, and their absence was soothing my poor, aching head. Ma's rent constitution had succumbed to the stress. Now she sprawled on the couch at uneasy rest. Wasted and weary, my throat hoarse from the boy, who, selfish and ungrateful, had destroyed every toy. The trucks lay in pieces, the games in the trash, the dolls have gone headless, the ornaments smashed. He taunted and giggled, and my daughter did cry, as he tore from her teddy each button and eye. Against what is custom, his behavior so bad, yet somehow on Christmas I could not see him sad. So instead of black coal, we presented him gifts. Still true to his cast, he received all with remiss. He complained and he moaned, through the air each was sent, with a horrific malice that had raised each present. Now I sit stewing in a broth of misery, the lights have gone dark on the felled Christmas tree. And just when I thought things could not get worse, I heard from the street the approach of the hearse. I trembled in fear and peeked through the curtain, dreading a doom of which I was certain. I gasped a small sigh and, shaking my head, aroused my dazed wife and begged her to bed. Silent and watchful, I crept back down the hall. While nearing the house came each baneful footfall. As if made of flies' wings, I eased back the shade and spied five billy goats as staid as the grave. They struggled and tugged at the dark, dreary wagon. Their beards dragged the snow, their horns twisted and sagging. Their eyes burned with fire, their breath belched black smoke. As the driver crept out, he coughed loudly and choked. He was dressed all in fur, dyed the color of blood, and was trimmed round in black and covered in crud. He brought with him there an old empty sack, and he called to his team with a whip and a crack.
Now Bomber, now Cleftfoot, and Stomper and Grizzle, you stay put here, Bonoggin, or I'll rend you to thistle.
I leapt back from the pain, fearing he'd see, as he crept to the door with that skeleton key. Fear's phantom hand drew me under the table. There I crouched, hiding from this ancient fable. I swallowed a scream as I heard the key turned, and wished desperately that the boy would have learned. But alas, hope was gone, and our fates sealed, because he'd wrought upon us a visit from Naughty Claws. He was spindly and tall, a wicked old demon, and stroking his beard, he was plotting and scheming. His eyes, black as coal, were empty and large. His nose, it was pointed. His gray skin, it was scarred. Out on the stoop, he stood, twitching pointed ears, and ordered the goats to devour our fears. He let out a growl, and then a small chuckle, and reached for his belt and tightened the buckle. He slunk through the door like an egg-thieving snake, and avoiding his stare, I did quiver and quake. He called the boy's name as he entered his room. I heard a small shriek, then the quiet of gloom. Leaving the hall, he stood by the table. I held back a sneeze, for he stank like a stable. Slung over his shoulder, the sack wriggled and wrought, and I knew upon sight that the boy had been caught. He marched straight to the hearse and tied up the sack, then joining many others, was tossed in the back. A year in the toy mines the boy would be gone, harvesting trees all the night long, and drilling for paint the color so grand, to be packaged and shipped off to Toyland. With a crack of the whip, the wagon drove on. I waved as I watched it pull into the dawn, but I heard him exclaim as he rolled out of sight,
"You all best behave, or I'll be back one dark night."
A Visit from Naughty Claws. Read by Andrew C. Ely. Lyrics by Rift. Audio production by Chris Thompson. The song Death Christmas is by Al Philip and the Woo Team.